855 450 free. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. The stuff you see on the front page, it was all submitted and voted on by listeners like you. So you find something that you think's interesting online, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. So be sure you check the upcoming stories page whenever you go to the site to see what's fresh. And then at that point, you can vote on the things that are there. The most voted up will make it to the front page of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl is here, courtesy of fpp.cc. Got an update on a story that we talked about just a few days ago. And I have to say, I'm pleasantly surprised. Shockingly surprised, as a matter of fact. I did not expect this to happen. Bradenton.com reporting out of Manatee County, where Mark is actually, he's today, that's why he's not here. He's down in Florida. He's going to get the family. They're all going to come back up here to New Hampshire. Then his wife spends part of the year down south with her family. So the story that we reported to you recently was about a man named Robert Jordan. He was facing charges for growing marijuana. And as he pointed out, he's doing it because his wife suffers from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh.
And in here it calls it amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which I presume is the long version.
Yeah, that's the official name.
Right.
And then Lou Gehrig's is just the unofficial name that it goes by.
Right. He popularized it, I guess. And she smokes it daily to relieve her ALS symptoms. The news is that the state attorney in this case, Assistant State Attorney Brian Eiten, announced in a memorandum on Tuesday, that's yesterday, quote, no action will be taken on the charges. So they've effectively decided to do nothing about it.
That's good.
Yeah, it's huge. Jordan, age 64, was referred to prosecution after the Manatee County Sheriff's Office discovered two mature pot plants and 21 seedlings on his parish property in February. Jordan told deputies he grew the cannabis solely for medicinal use by his wife, Kathy. Eiten's memorandum stated a state's attorney's office investigation confirmed the truth of what Robert Jordan told law enforcement about the marijuana grown at his home. He says a review of Ms. Jordan's medical records supplied through counsel and telephone contact with Dr. Dennis Petro, a neurologist who had examined Ms. Jordan, or Mrs. Jordan, confirmed that the defendant could not accomplish the same objective using a less offensive alternative, Eiten wrote in his memo. This is just stunning to read something like that from a state attorney. Reached in Tallahassee Tuesday, where he and his wife are lobbying the legislature to pass a medical marijuana bill, Jordan was jubilant about the decision. He says, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I'm happy, excited, grateful, all of the above. Asked if he would continue to grow marijuana at his parish home for his wife's needs, Jordan said he didn't know. That's an interesting question, he said. I'll have to defer to my lawyer about that. Jordan's Stewart-based lawyer, Michael Minardi, said growing marijuana is still illegal in Florida, and he couldn't recommend that Robert Jordan continue to do it.
Of course the lawyer's not going to recommend that he continues to do it.
Right. I mean, the lawyer is essentially an officer of the court, and I can't imagine that if he did make a recommendation that someone break the law, he probably could be disbarred or something like that.
Yeah.
He says, I can't advocate anyone do it, but technically it is still illegal. But if it does happen again, hopefully the state attorney will see it's for a legitimate usage. Manatee. Well, now that's interesting, isn't it? They're calling it legitimate usage, or at least that's what the attorney says here. But legitimate, the legal, or the legal is the root word there.
Right.
So by the law, by the statutes on the books in Florida, it's not legitimate. In that it's not legal, it's not part of the system, it's
right,
but he's outlawed by it.
He's not selling it to three-year-olds on the street corner at 4 a.m. while holding an AK-47.
Yeah, exactly. And the government guys must have known that this was going to be a tough case for them to take through a jury.
Right, and the government guys knew that the Jordans had medical marijuana. Because the marijuana or the medical bill in Florida is named after this lady.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize.
Yeah. The bill is named after her.
Hmm.
And they just left the state house testifying, and the cops were waiting on them pretty much when they got home. But, of course, it's all coincidental.
The state attorney's office is making their decision based on current case law in the state of Florida, said Stub. This is the Manatee sheriff. He says, we support their decision. Minardi said possessing less than 20 grams of marijuana is still a first-degree misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail, but a medical use defense eliminated convictions in some cases. The state's attorney's memorandum clearly shows the dismissal of the charge follows the medical necessity defense. The bottom line is that the harm to society is less than the harm to her. And, of course, the harm to society is zero.
Harm to society? Yeah.
Stub said deputies, this is the sheriff again, came to the Jordan home in February because a real estate agent showing a vacant house next door saw marijuana growing in the Jordan's yard and called the sheriff's office. Dirty snitch. Robert Jordan told deputies the marijuana was strictly for his wife, but it had to be checked out, said Stub. He said, we have no way of verifying, so we wrote the report and sent it to the state attorney who checked it out. As though that's what their intentions were from the first, you know, from the get-go, showing up at their house. Oh, yeah, we'll just check it out and make sure your claims are right about this being a medical defense. No. Had this story not gotten any attention in the media, as it did, thankfully, these folks would have been prosecuted. They would have maybe been found guilty, depending on whether they ended up in front of a jury or a judge and the various different factors. They maybe would have been found guilty and then sentenced to who knows what. It's because of the media attention that all of these characters, the state attorney, the sheriff, are acting as though they have some level of compassion. I don't think they would have shown this level of compassion had the lights not been shown upon them.
And how much media attention would this have gotten had it not been Kathy Jordan, who, again, she's the person that they named the medical marijuana bill after in Florida.
Was that before she got arrested? Okay.
Yeah, it was the Kathy Jordan medical marijuana bill.
Wow.
And really I just it. Pulled up. Apparently, it's stalled in a committee right now. But, yeah, she was there. I believe my understanding was that she was at the state house testifying.
Yep.
And then it wasn't too long after they got home that, you know, the sheriff showed up. So, again, how coincidental is that? Oh, here's the person who is, you know, pushing this medical marijuana bill. We know that, you know, she uses it because she just testified that she did.
Right.
She's the person that they named the bill after.
Well, they're claiming they got a call from a real estate agent. So, in theory,
that
information should show up in discovery. If they ever even got to the point of handing out discovery in this case, because they offered this guy a plea deal. The Newsweek reported earlier this week was that this guy had refused the plea deal, and
good.
That was what was so newsworthy, and that's why I wanted to talk about this case, because the dude's a hero for standing up to the state like this, and then literally, days after that story comes out about him refusing the plea deal, the state backs down.
Yeah.
We're just not going to do anything about this. We're not going to prosecute, so therefore you don't get to see what the evidence is that we have, because if they're not prosecuting you, then they don't have to show you their case.
Right.
Now, maybe someone could file a Freedom of Information
Act. FOIA request.
Maybe then once the case was closed, one could find out the information to verify the claims as to whether or not, you know, who was this mysterious real estate agent that was showing the house. Presumably, the people who live there, the Jordans, would know who it is, because if the house is for sale, it could be the same realtor who's selling the house, or it could be a realtor who's showing the house.
Right.
So, you know, it's hard to really call on that one. But great news here. I mean, they backed down. The cameras, the light of the media attention basically forced these bureaucrats into a corner where they had to act like they cared about these people a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just enough to not move forward with the charges.
But how many other people that use medical or marijuana for medicinal purposes in Florida are getting arrested? And nobody knows about it because they don't have legislation named after them.
Yeah, a good question. 855-450-FREE. And does this mean that I think all of a sudden Florida's got a chance to be, a center for liberty?
No.
855-450-FREE. You can take control here. And also, connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live in moments.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The state blinks. I love it when that happens. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are certainly welcome to tell your story. Maybe you've got a similar experience where you were scared. The state was threatening you with, the state agents were threatening you with some sort of horrible consequence for some non-crime involving no victim. And you stood up to them. And they drop the charges, or they refuse to prosecute, or they turns out their evidence was crap, or what's your story? 855 450 free. Now, as I mentioned, we were talking about this group, this couple who they are not going to be prosecuted for growing cannabis. The husband was growing cannabis for his wife. She's very sick. And he basically said, look, this is for medical purposes. I understand Florida doesn't have a law allowing cannabis for medical purposes, but that's the argument I'm going to use, and I'm not going to take your plea deal. Let's go to trial. State now announcing officially we're not moving forward with charges. So I don't know if that means they've been dismissed. I just think they just haven't prosecuted. So I don't think they've gotten to court yet, which is very strange. I still don't understand this, and I wish somebody who knew more about Florida legal system, the Florida legal system, could call and comment. By the way, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. So this is what I don't understand, is how did they go arrest this guy? I mean, I presume they arrested him when they went to his house. Maybe they just went there and told him, we're taking your plants and
my
we might charge you.
Was that both Robert and Kathy Jordan were arrested initially.
So how did they arrest someone but yet not charge them with something? I've never heard
No,
of
I
that.
Believe they were charged.
But the story we read on the air the other day, you weren't here for it, the story we read on the air was that the guy had refused to take a plea deal and that they hadn't yet brought charges. Which I couldn't understand.
Okay, that makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. How can you refuse a plea deal on charges that haven't been filed? And this story is essentially, you know, backing that up. Now, it's the same source as what we used the other day, so maybe the source is just wrong. Maybe Richard Diamond at the Bradenton Herald just doesn't know what he's talking about. But, I mean, the office is saying that they are not going to move forward. The headline here, couple won't be charged for growing medical marijuana. The state's attorney says no action will be taken on the charges. So does that mean there are charges? But
there has
to
be charges.
That's what I thought. I just...
There has to be.
It's all very confusing to me. So if there are charges in the court, how is it that the charges can be in the court without moving forward? I mean, normally there's a, you know, some sort of a hearing date. I guess they can just do whatever they want.
They do that here all the time. It's called when they null pros.
But they don't say anything about a null pros here. I guess
right, because they probably don't know what that term means.
Probably true. I mean, I guess
and
I'm reading too much.
Most people don't know what the term means.
It's nolle prosequi, which is Latin for throw it
out. Will not prosecute.
Yeah. All right. 855-450 free, the SACL CAI toll free line. I think it's great news, and I think this is a really exemplary story which shows how it can really work out if you just make a stand for
don't
your freedom.
Take the plea.
Yeah. Now, I don't blame someone for taking the plea if you're in a situation where that seems like the best thing that you can do, especially if you're in a place like Florida. Look, not taking the plea down there isn't going to clog their court system that much more. I think not taking the plea is the best approach. I think it's generally a good approach. It's a self-empowering approach. It's an approach that can get a charge dropped or a better deal offered or, you know, whatever. It will usually lead to something that's better. Sometimes, though, you can get convicted and get a worse sentence, like is what happened to me. But I did that because I was here in New Hampshire. I got a speeding ticket down in Florida before I moved to New Hampshire. First time ever getting pulled over. It was like 6 months before I was going to move to New Hampshire that I got this ticket. And I went right ahead and paid it. I'm not interested in making a stand in Florida. I'm not interested in that. I only made a stand in Massachusetts recently because I was down there to support someone who is a liberty-minded guy who has come up and given a lot of support to the Free State Project. He's a listener of the show, and his house was being stolen, and so I made an exception there, and I decided to make a stand. But in generally, I don't think it's going to affect, you know, the court system. I'm under no illusion that my stand in Massachusetts is going to clog the courts, because most people there aren't doing that. Most people in New Hampshire aren't clogging the courts either. But if we had enough people who love liberty, who are willing to stand up for their beliefs, come to New Hampshire, as we're working on with the Free State Project. We now have nearly, I think, 14,000 participants, people who have signed up for it. If you can get enough people together in the same place and spread the idea of non-cooperation and not taking the plea deal, then you really can have an effect, because already the courts are overloaded with nonsense.
Yeah.
So you just add to that, and you're going to see them dropping charges left and right.
There were 60 arraignments at Keene District Court this morning.
This morning?
And I know that only because I was down there doing the Don't Take a Plea outreach.
Yep.
And there were several people that, as they were going through the security theater, mentioned to the bailiffs, where do I go to challenge a parking ticket?
Really?
Yes.
So, whoa, that's shocking.
I believe the green flyers that the Robin Hooders are putting on people's cars are working.
Oh, my goodness. How could we get records of how many parking tickets are challenged every month?
FOIA requests.
That, I think, would be very interesting, because for those that don't know, we've got the Robin Hooding thing going on here in Keene, and that is, how would you describe Robin Hooding?
Robin Hooding is an activity to where people go around and plug meters for people whose meters have expired, because parking meters are a tricky little game to where you try to guess how long you're going to be inside of a store or a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put too much in there, otherwise you're overpaying for parking.
Right.
And you don't want to put not enough in there, because otherwise you run the risk of getting a $5 extortion fee placed on your vehicle.
Sure.
So sometimes you might go a couple minutes over what your time on the meter is. So one of the Robin Hooders hopefully will pass by that meter before the parking enforcer does, and then they can drop a nickel or a dime in your meter,
thereby saving you from the $5 ticket.
Right.
And the most recent development in Robin Hooding, as far as the development on the side of the Robin Hooders, has been to create not just the little card that they leave. You go to robinhood.freekeen.com, you can see their card.
That says, we saved you from the King's tariff.
Right. It's just a little info card to let you know you would have gotten a parking ticket, but we helped you out. And they've taken that to the next level, kind of like Robinhood 2.0, by having a longer card, a larger card, like a half a sheet of paper. The main one's the business card size. This one's a half sheet of paper, kind of folded in half, and they give those to the people that they missed. You know, they arrived too late or whatever the situation. There's already a ticket on the car. They put this on the car to inform people of their rights, to let people know that they can challenge the parking ticket, and give them really useful information and details about that. And what you're saying is people might be acting on this.
I believe so.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to join the fun, there's a lot going on up here. Go to freestateproject.org. For more, and more Free Talk Live coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're different bit rates for different speed internet connections, and they're all free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. Plus, we've got radio stations, a bunch of them, AM and FM, coast to coast, over 100 stations. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can link to our list of them there. Plus, satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard 7 nights a week. Also, you can get us on KU Band, brought to you by Bitcoin. That is available, the KU Band signal. It's free to air, and it's available across North and Central America for free every month. There's also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Ramon is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ramon.
How you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to touch on the subject you guys were talking about earlier, the woman in Florida who was being harassed by the police.
Kathy Jordan.
Yeah. What I wanted to touch on is that people that don't live in Florida should know a little bit about the legal system down here. If you haven't heard the term, you know, come on vacation, leave on probation, it's very much true. Yeah, it's funny to someone who's not, you know, living these type of scenarios every day. Because I live in a pretty bad neighborhood, you know, not to say that the people around here are bad, but the mentality is bad, so, you know, that trickles down. But the one thing I notice about the legal system down here in Florida is when you do things as small as, let's say, for example, I've been arrested for resisting without violence, which I don't even know what that is. I'm pretty sure the officer who arrested me didn't know what it was, but he couldn't find anything, you know, other than that to arrest me for, so he
right. You know, when they arrest you for resisting arrest, they have no reason to arrest you, right?
Yeah. So and then resisting without violence is like, you know, the lowest form of resisting from what I've been told.
That's basically saying I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that. It was more like, what am I being arrested for? But that's neither here nor there. What they do is they tend to, you know, try to build up a lot of, you know, little charges or, you know, misdemeanors or small felonies, like, you know, possession of a small amount of cocaine or firearm by someone who isn't registered, even if it wasn't during the commission of a violent crime or any crime at that. So what they do is they notice that the more people they keep in and out the court system, the more money they'll make. It isn't necessarily about keeping someone locked up. It's about the lawyer fees. It's about, you know, the attorney fees. It's about the court fees and everything else, you know. It all really adds to the complex, the mentality that people think like, yo, it's such a bad society. We need all these prisons. We need all this legal.
Sure.
You know,
look at all these arrests we've made this month. Of course, they're all a bunch of people for, you know, possession or whatever. They haven't actually hurt anybody. And you're right. I've you know, what little bit I have experienced of the Florida justice system, I've been disgusted by, and there are a lot of fees. They stack them all over the place there. If you plead guilty, there's a fee for that. It's hundreds of dollars. And, you know, and then when you are found guilty, when you plead guilty, you'll also be fined hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And, of course, they'll put you on a payment plan if, you know, you're having trouble making those payments.
And then they do the charge stacking to basically force people into the plea deals because, look, Ian, we've got 27 charges against you.
Mm-hmm.
If you just plead to 10 of these, they all go away.
So, Ramon, you've had a lot of experience with this, you say, and where are you at in Florida?
I'm in Miami in a neighborhood called Goose. It's a pretty small neighborhood, but I noticed the smaller the neighborhoods get, the more bigger the police force seems to be. So I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but the police force around here, and it's weird because they always seem to come with the protect and serve attitude, and then it always ends up like, hey, we're protecting and serving you from yourselves. And it really doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, what they're really doing is they're protecting the state and serving their masters in the legislature. That's my opinion. And they're also serving themselves with your money through all those ridiculous fines. And, of course, if you're on probation, then they get you on a lock and chain, basically, and have total control over you. Even though you're not in their cage, you do something they don't like, and then they will put you in a cage. The whole system is so sick. It's so twisted. I wish I could believe that this one case in Parrish with these pot-growing couple would be the signal for a future of more dropped charges in Florida, but somehow I doubt that. And I think it's because of what Daryl pointed out, that these are the high-profile individuals behind the medical marijuana bill in Florida, and that's why they're getting the media attention that they are. The average person who was growing some pot in their backyard to help their own medical issue would not have likely received the same media scrutiny. So I think it's unfortunate. Ramon, what do you think? What are the chances for liberty flourishing in Florida in your lifetime?
I really, truly, in my heart, believe that it's on the way. You know, I've spoken with pretty prominent people like, you know, Cynthia McKinney and people of those walks of life, those people who have taken a step out the norm and are trying to help people realize, you know, there are better ways of life. But I'm pretty sure that we'll wake up because it's getting pretty bad. It's to the point where, you know, all the Obama speeches in the world can't feed your children or can't, you know, provide for the bills that are piling up month after month. So people are waking up to the reality. And one thing I want to say is that just look at Colorado and Washington, man. All it takes is a small demographic, just a group of people that really believe in something, and we're the ones that's going to bring the change. No politician, no bankster, no corporation, nobody with interest other than, you know, the love of humanity is going to do anything for us. We the people have to step up and do it.
Ramon, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you with the thoughts. 855, 453. That's toll free, and it's brought to you by SACL, CAI. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. And, you know, I appreciate Ramon's optimism. I really do. I tend to be an optimist myself. I just don't have that optimism for Florida, having lived there for 26 years and having been back recently. Things have not gotten better, in my opinion. You know, for what that's worth.
When you say they've not gotten better, what do you mean?
Well, there's more. They have red light cameras now, for instance. Like, the police state is even more obvious to me now there. I mean, there have always been a lot of cops everywhere in Florida. I didn't realize how many cops there were until I moved to New Hampshire, where I don't see them as often as I saw them in Florida. In Florida, or at least in the Sarasota area where I'm from, they're everywhere. I mean, there's not, it's almost like every intersection, there's at least one cop. I'm sure I'm exaggerating here, but that's the way it felt to me when I was down there. I swear to you, Daryl, I was looking around frequently, and I saw multiple cops as I was, you know, being driven and driving from place to place down there. So, I think there's that, you know, and then there's this kind of oppressive, we're watching you, police state, there's signage up at major intersections, threatening people with the red light camera threats, and when you go through these intersections, frequently you'll see this bright flash, even in the daytime it's noticeable. You see these this bright flash, and you know somebody's just got snapped by one of these red light cameras, and it's just in this overwhelming sense of somebody's watching you. It's creepy.
So how many red light cameras do they have down in Sarasota?
I don't know. It seems like at least a dozen, maybe two dozen. I can't tell you. I'm sure there's some sort of list online if you want to go dig that information up. But, you know, the intersection, I put a picture up on our Facebook of the intersection by which I grew up, and there
red
were
light cameras?
Multiple cameras. I don't know. I know there are red light cameras at that intersection, but there are also just plain old traffic monitoring cameras there as well.
All like the Sky Team 6 or whatever.
These are operated by the government, though. So, I don't know who looks at them. I think it's the Department of Transportation or something like that. At least that was the original claim when they first put the first camera up. Because I remember when that was. It was like a decade ago. They had a camera up at that intersection. It was a lone camera in the middle of the intersection. It could rotate around as necessary. And now they've got them in all eight directions. It's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, the Libertarians are getting no more votes than they've ever gotten down there. It's been a decade, that I was involved back in the year 2000, and the Libertarians today, 15 years later almost, aren't doing any better. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All you have to do is dial us up toll free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have been sponsoring our phone lines for longer than I can remember. And thanks to Jason Osborne and the crew over at SACL for being so great and helping this show out over so many years. One of our longest running sponsors on the program. And they can help you out too if you have a company and you've got some collections that you're having trouble with. Maybe you'd like to have a company that'll do collections for you and do it in a way that will respect your customer so that they'll continue to be your customer once they get their debt paid. You can go to SACL CAI's website through our site. Go to freetalklive.com, look on the right-hand side of the page on our banner column. They are easy to find, the very top banner in that banner column. That's SACL CAI. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you're here from fpp.cc, your website, where you got books for sale.
Books, yes, you can find those at shop.fpp.cc. They're also all available from Amazon, so if you go through the shop.freetalklive.com to the Amazon, you get the super saver shipping and all that good stuff. Or if you want to use bitcoins to buy books, you can do that directly for me. I also have a newspaper, which just got printed today.
Excellent.
It will get distributed tomorrow and over the weekend in Keene and around the Shire, mm-hmm. as well as mailed to my subscribers.
Oh, cool.
And posted online absolutely free so it can be downloaded. And
I believe that is the only Liberty, well, there might have been one in Grafton for a little while. I don't know if it's still going, but the only statewide Liberty newspaper that I know of.
And as far as I know, it is the only newspaper in the country that is not published under a copyright license.
Oh, wow.
It's published technically under a Creative Commons, but right on the front, I use the Copyheart license,
mm-hmm.
which says, copying is an act of love. Love is not subject to law.
I like that. Is that your creation?
I wish that I could say that I created that.
Okay, so that's because that's not Creative Commons. That's something different.
That's Copyheart.
Okay.
I believe that website is copyheart.org.
Hmm. I like it.
Yeah. I believe that's Nina Paley.
Who is she? That name sounds familiar.
Question Copyright. She does a webcomic. I forget the name of the webcomic, though. She also...
It's right there on the website, copyheart.org. There are some webcomics there, so I presume that's her comic.
Yeah, what is it? Something in Eunice?
It's kind of hard to read. I can't tell. Okay. Yeah, MimiandEunice.com.
Yes,
that is.
Mimi and Eunice is her webcomic.
Mm-hmm.
And she also did the song Copying Is Not Theft.
Great.
And I wanted to share that. And since it in the song Copying Is Not Theft, I downloaded the YouTube video and then posted it on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And within 10 minutes, there was a copyright infringement notice.
What?
Not filed by Nina. Filed by someone else.
Who did it?
I don't know, but then I challenged it and, you know, put the explanation that, you know, the song says copying is not theft. I'm sharing this.
Wow.
It's posted under, you know, a share license. And then it was taken away, but it took about 2 days for it to go away. I just thought it was really interesting that within 15 minutes there was a copyright notice on something called Copying Is Not Theft.
Ridiculous. At least you challenged it because YouTube makes it always sound so scary.
Yeah.
When someone dings your account for a so-called copyright infringement, YouTube pulls the video automatically. They then send you a notice saying that they pulled the video. And then
I have yet to have a video actually be pulled.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it doesn't always work the same way, but I've had videos come down from the Free Keen account, specifically ones that have to do with Lenko's Bearcat, and they have pulled those videos, and then there's only been one or two of them, and then one of them I actually challenged. I never did the challenge thing before because I wasn't so sure about it, but if you believe that you're within your rights, you can basically stand on your belief and accept the possibility of a lawsuit. Essentially, they basically tell you, look, if you try to reverse this or whatever, then it's not our responsibility. You are subject to a lawsuit from Lenko Bearcat or whatever. And I decided I'm going to be willing to try that. I'm going to try and see how that works out. I mean, I can't afford a lawyer, and I'm sure they can. So maybe they're going to do something about it. But it's been a few months now since I reversed their challenge on one of my videos, and I haven't heard hide nor hair from them. So it's one of those things where I think lawyers, they know that they can just intimidate their way into getting what they want.
They can intimidate most people.
Right. So we'll just send a notice. We'll just demand a takedown, and most people will do what they're told to.
Yeah. And there was another video that I put up recently that Al Jazeera claimed copyright on, where it was
on one of yours,
on one of mine, where I took some of the audio of the Bradley Manning pretrial testimony, because you know somebody snuck a tape recorder.
Yes, I heard about that.
So I pulled some of the audio and put, you know, a picture of Bradley Manning, and then he talked about the collateral murder video.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a couple snippets of the collateral murder video in there, and he was talking over it.
Sure.
So Al Jazeera claimed copyright on the collateral murder video.
Ridiculous.
That was released essentially by the government. It's public domain.
Yeah, it's a government video that they didn't want released, that got released.
That's what I put in my challenge, was this is a government thing that no one can claim copyright on.
When they challenged that for copyright, YouTube didn't automatically pull it from your channel? Weird. All right, 855 450 free. I'm on the CopyHeart website, copyheart.org, and it's great. It actually hasn't been updated in quite a long time, but the most useful statement is right at the top. Copying art is an act of love, she writes. This is Nina. She says, people copy stuff they like. They don't copy stuff they don't like. The more a work is copied, the more valuable it becomes. Value isn't taken away by fans. It is added by them every time they copy. Although we appreciate and use free licenses when appropriate, and she links to the creativecommons.org site, these aren't solving the problems of copyright restrictions. Instead of trying to educate everyone on the complexities of copyright law, we'd rather make our intentions clear with this simple statement. And then there's a little heart. It says, copying is an act of love. Please copy. Now, don't you put that in your books, too? Where did I see that? Or is that just on your website?
It's on the website, it's in the newspaper, it's in most of the books, as well as pretty much all of the books have the Creative Commons license, plus something that Taryn Lupo came up with called the anti-copyright.
What's that?
It's basically saying we do not believe in copyright laws, share, do whatever.
Care freely.
Yeah. So I like using multiple sort of give this away licenses.
Just so it's clear.
Just so it's clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy it from me and then do whatever you want. If you want to go to Kinko's and photocopy every page of a book that I wrote and then sell it, go ahead. Because you already purchased the book from me.
Sounds like a hassle. I can't imagine many people going through that process.
I don't think anybody will, but yeah. That's the, you know, that's the fear that the big publishing companies have is, well, if we don't have copyrights, then people could just photocopy our stuff and give it away.
Right, because somebody wants to have a photocopied, crappily bound version of Harry Potter sitting on their bookshelf.
Yeah.
Because that's something to be proud of. 855 450 free is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I love this. This is great. The Copy Heart, copyheart.org. I support that. And you're welcome to dial in here with your thoughts, whether it's on copyright or the marijuana case. In fact, Daryl, you've got a related story, and I forget where's your, is yours Kansas?
Kansas. Yeah, there's
what's going on there?
A Kansas couple. The story comes from ABC News, and ABC picked it up from the Associated Press. This from Leawood, Kansas. Two former CIA employees whose Kansas home was fruitlessly searched for marijuana during a two-state drug sweep claimed they were illegally targeted, possibly because they had bought indoor growing supplies to raise vegetables.
Oh, wow. Former CIA agents.
Former CIA agents. Adelin and Robert Hart sued this week to get more information about why sheriff's deputies searched their home in the upscale Kansas City suburb of Leawood last April 20th.
Wow.
Funny on the date,
yeah,
right?
420.
As part of the Operation Constant Gardener, a sweep conducted by agencies in Kansas and Missouri that netted marijuana plants, processed marijuana, guns, growing paraphernalia, and
two
cash.
CIA agents. We'll continue the story here in moments. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I want to know how they found out about them. Was it after they bought some supplies, or did they fly around and look for the lights with their infrared cameras? More coming up. You can take control as well. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.